trusting starlight.
WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Sky Bar. Got a couple guests coming in about 7:30 or so. There'll be a Family Township. Mark and Alex are going to come in, but right now we got a lot of new music. This is by a band called Wild Pink. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Was the first four-letter word that you learned. You heard it said a lot on Sundays. You didn't know it could be meant to. Everything my
Got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals caught her outside of Spokane. She said, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again. I'd do it again, I'd do it again, do it again. A year ago last Christmas, he drove a truck in town on business. She fell in love, or so she thought, 'cause Maryland was cold and Nevada was hot. So she moved alone to the city of sin, then got a place with him, put her chips all in. Yeah, got dark, he was a stranger, put his hands on her in anger, and she got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals caught her outside of Spokane. She said, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again. I'd do it again, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again, I'd do it again. They brought her down to the police station in an 8-foot room for interrogation. Her fingerprints on the murder weapon, all they needed was a tape confession. And she was bloody, beat the air, said, I mean it was cold, but she cried no tears. This time it was his blood on her. She wore it like a badge of honor, and she got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals caught her outside of Spokane. She said, do it again, do it again, do it again. Yeah, do it again, I'd do it again, do it again. Drove 1,000 miles in a cell for a year on trial. No regrets for the things she done. He lost a fight, she won it. Told the story, jury heard it. Deliberating for a verdict. She's up for murder in the first degree, 'cause she refused to plead insanity. And she got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals.
That was The Interrupters with She Got Arrested. Before that, we had The Copyrights with Halos, Adam Brown Band with Lightning, Lightning, and started with brand new stuff by Wild Pink. The song was called Catholic Dracula off Dulling the Horns. stumbled onto that band on Bandcamp. Gonna play a couple now by Tom Baker. Has a new release out called Justine and Me. It is very heartfelt. It's a tribute to Justine, who you all know passed away tragically and a couple of years ago. And really glad he put this out. It's a great release on Rumbar Records. As I said, it's called Justine and Me. First song is a cover by Steve Earle and Lucinda Williams. And I'm going to play an original that Tom did off this release. But once again, Justine and Me, this is You're Still Standing There. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.
Hook me, set deep, hook me, set deep. face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Rescue me.
brand new single by Linda Mandolin on Rumbar Records. That was I Love How You Love Me, her version on that song. Fantastic job. Duck and Cover before that with another cover, Tom Petty cover, You Wreck Me. The Haymakers with their new single, When the World Stops, off the Say It Again EP. And a couple by Tom Baker, Justine and Me is the name of the release. Hook Was Set Deep, and You're Still Standing There featuring Justine. 7:31. Mark and Alex should be in shortly. Till then, I'm going to keep banging out the tunes. This is the Linda Lindas.
Falling down is fun, now I can't stop. Wait it out, I tell myself soon.
Teenage for MDA in the discos of Dubai. When I hopped a side trip with a tycoon and his wife, they craved a sexcapade, but I couldn't get it up. I hear this video and it's gnawing at my gut. Meanwhile, in the former Bombay, the case was getting hot. Money for snitches left queen bitch within earshot. Tycoon was nice enough to fly me in his plane. We never spoke about my impotence again. Back to the runway, back to the sky.
Bring me the wings of the Methadrone Queen. Street jobs for those perfect teenage mugs, all sunken on the Tidalian cat. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Bring me the wings.
All right. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. Let me tell you what I just played. Played the Japan Droids. Song called Eye Contact High off of Fate and Alcohol. The Linda Lindas with All in My Head. Linda Mandolin with I Love How You Love Me. I already mentioned that. But I'm here with Mark and Alex from the Family Township. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. We got some new stuff. We got a show to talk about. But before we do that, I want to talk about, I'm going to go back a bit, because Family Township, they've been around a while now, right?
It's getting up there.
So when you first, I'm going to go way back, how did it form? Were you guys all friends?
I think around 93, Mark and I think we were at a Black Flag show. And then we both figured out that we were seeing the same girl. And but then we both had an affinity for rock and roll, and then
was Black Flag still playing in '93?
Oh sure,
probably.
Oh yeah,
probably. Yeah,
right, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
My SST knowledge is scant.
The same girlfriend thing is what's throwing me.
Oh yeah,
but you didn't know it. But you found out.
No, I mean, and that's how we met, and then we've been together ever since.
And the girlfriend probably went south. Like you, your friend.
Who can remember?
She's no longer in the picture.
No.
But you
no,
two are.
We are.
So you met at a Black Flag thing.
Believe nothing this man says.
Both like similar musical tastes, I guess.
That's true.
I've been appropriating the Stone Temple Pilots Genesis story as my own for as long as I can remember.
Is that what their story is?
I believe that's what their story was.
Wow.
Oh.
I wonder if anyone would notice.
Well, no, nobody's called me out on it. I've been giving the story for years.
I guess the real quick version, though. Yeah, we've been, 19 years ago.
Yeah.
I guess I decided to start another band. It's kind of like when when you lose a beloved pet, you're never sure if you're going to get another pet again. Because you can't stand the heartbreak. But, yeah, started this one some time ago, and, we kind of had a short and fast lifespan for maybe 3-4 years. And then finally, Alex, did you leave Ban Camaro, or was Ban Camaro done at that point?
I think Ban Camaro had been wrapping up at that point.
Yeah.
Ban Camaro had many people involved in that project, right?
Yes, allegedly they did.
Many people.
Many vocalists, for sure.
Yeah.
So that was kind of going away, and...
Yeah, so I'd say 2009 was like, the beginning of what we kind of call the Family Township in a way.
Yeah.
I think when Alex joined the band, always went back and forth in the beginning between the Family Township and Township, so we were kind of just known as Township. For all, 2006, I guess, when we really started through, probably even still now. But in our minds, we started labeling the albums the Family Township pretty much after 2009. Because when Al joined, it was sort of like...
Just because you wanted to add the family thing to it?
It felt...
Like, was it a decision? Well, the township isn't working, let's go with Family Township.
I think this predated me, but when you had... first put the band together, I think there was like a back and forth about whether or not they were going to call the band Township or they're going to call themselves The Family.
That's right. I wanted The Family, even though that was a band in the late 60s. I liked that. I don't know. But we kind of just decided it had a different feel when kind of Al joined and we kind of just took off. And it helped us kind of differentiate a little bit. Certainly we're playing...
Yeah,
a lot of those songs from before that, but it just sort of felt like a different thing. I don't know. So we just it's just confusing.
Has the lineup changed a lot? Because it's been a lot of years.
It has.
So the lineup morphed a bit into what it is now? I mean, it's hard to keep something that long together. Everyone, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. John's been there with me from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then Al joined shortly thereafter. Our drummer, we've had a few drummers around the time that Al joined. Shortly thereafter, after Al joined, we started playing with Peter, and he was with us for 10 years or so.
Yeah,
he was with us for a while, maybe 12 years.
Yeah.
But now we've got Mike Peel on the drums, and then our good pal James joined around 2016. We say join loosely because... we brought him in. I had been playing with James for a while, and we brought him in to play on the Light Years record in the studio, and Al just told him that he was in the band, and James didn't protest. So, and what? so far he hasn't been like, you know what? I never said yes to this.
So, but now he's got no choice.
Yeah,
he continues to show up. So.
Yeah,
uninvited. He just shows up. Now you're like, okay, I guess this is a thing.
Yeah. So yeah, we're pretty lucky in that. But
you put a couple live things out. One from MBR.
Oh yeah. That was shortly after we put out our Light Years record, I think.
The Pipeline.
Yeah.
We were doing our press junkets, and we ended up there at MBR, and I got a great work.
So you just put that out from the recording at the MBR station, at MIT, MBR?
Yeah, I think that's just the disc they gave us. Maybe we limited it and like bumped it up a little bit, but I mean, you can't really mix those tracks, so that's how it went out.
But it sounded good, so you went with it.
Yeah, why not? You know, we also, with Bandcamp and things like that, making it so easy, and why not? Unless it's something like terrible.
Yeah.
And we're all doing this because we love it, and
yeah,
I think we'll know if it embarrasses us and we won't put it up. But otherwise, just put it all up. You have the, I mean, that's your
right.
That's your life. That's your life's work. So if you have it and it's decent, we put it up.
Before I'm going to play a couple tracks of yours from more later work, but I got to mention when you and Andrea did the COVID shows from your house, the live streams, that was huge and that was helpful because people like me, and I'm sure a lot of musicians, and like I'm used to going to shows most weekends. It was a pretty dark period where you couldn't go anywhere. And so it was kind of like, I said to my wife, well, Mark and Andrea, are I going to go listen to the... It was like an appointment. It was a set time. You know, you're going to be on.
Yeah.
Did you? Why did you guys do that? Just a similar thing. You were just okay. We got to play something. We're bored here. We got to do something.
Yeah. You know, we did one for our anniversary, which was in April. So it was like pretty much the beginning of lockdown times, and we had such a good time and realized that we could interact with people in a way that you can't normally do. So. I think it just kind of it all just sort of made sense. It was like, I mean, what do we do? Let's do this. Let's just do this next week. It also gave us a little bit of a structure,
right?
And kind of became our date night in a way,
right? Because you have no regimen then. You have nothing's regular. So at least it's like, okay, we're doing this every week.
Yeah, and then it just got more and more fun. It's like let's dress up every week. Let's start having people call in. But you know what?
Can I have a few cocktails.
Just a few. I have to say that even to this day, I still run into people who say the same thing.
At least it was
really a helpful, fun thing.
It was a mental break.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I can't. I'm cabin fever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play a couple songs, and we'll come back, and you'll play. Couple, at least one, probably a couple live. And this first one is from the Free and Young, right? Is that a release for the?
We've got a few.
For the Free and Young, yes. Here we go.
Spin the girl, bend the time.
right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. That was Family Township with a couple. Here we are off 20th Century Wasters, and last time around from Father Free and Young. A little bit about those two releases?
Well, Father Free and Young was an interesting one. We were talking about COVID before, or that initial period of COVID, because that one got finished up around then, but it was not started then. We started writing that one right after Light Years, around 2016, and started recording. We did the basics for it in 2017, and then started chipping away at it at our home studios to finish it off, thinking we would knock it out quickly. And then, you know, that was the beginning of some pretty turbulent times.
Yeah.
And it was pretty hard to focus or to feel like it was that important, to be honest. Like, our minds kept getting mm-hmm. drawn towards, you know, the real world. And but that's not to say we weren't productive. What also, Alex went and wrote a whole, for no purpose, I don't think, other than for exercise, wrote a whole album's worth of just instrumental tracks. And I just started using those to kind of get everything out that we were going through. So that became this whole other focus for a couple of years. And then
probably a good impetus to, like, okay, he's put all this tracks out, I gotta do something.
We did put a little band camp out of that. And then coming back around now to the 20th Century Wasters album, since we did that stuff back in 2018 or so, it was called, we put it out under DDX. I mean, we love all those songs, but there's always been a handful that we're like, we would love to do these with the band, because it was just a recording project. Yeah. So two of the songs, Young Blood and Poor Dick, from that album, actually came from that project. But to finish up the last thought, it was the lockdown that we released. I feel like a lot of it was on my shoulders to kind of finish off that album. And it didn't feel like a chore at that point, because enough time had passed, and I was like, I felt very, you know, we were all feeling very fortunate for what we do have during that time period. And I felt very lucky that I had like this body of music that I could finish off and we could put out, you know, because that was another thing, is like getting things out for people to listen to. Oh, absolutely.
Right. Okay, well, we've moved on from this.
Yes, and we're never going to take this long to make a record again.
and so then we followed that up